Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Oh, I'm so excited. Come on in, everybody. Come on in. We got guests in the studio. Yay. First of all, I'm just so damn happy to see you, Leah and Todd, because it's been a long time since I've seen you.
Thank you.
And Todd is going to come in just a moment and talk, but he's actually filming in here because he's a filmmaker. And you two, I want to remind everybody, brought us the gift that is Big Sonia.
Correct.
And
the gift that keeps on giving.
It keeps on giving. Sonia is your grandmother, yes. Holocaust survivor.
Yes.
Lost her entire family and is a survivor here living in the Kansas City area.
Yes.
And if you have not seen Big Sonia, my goodness, it's in schools. It's go find it. Tell people where to find it.
So if you go to our website, BigSonia.com, Amazon Prime, Hulu.
They all have
it. We've got a new AI project. Yeah, it's all over the place. And it's on PBS, actually. A 60-minute version's on PBS for another
good.
Couple months.
Good. So you pivot from Big Sonia, and you've done this worldwide tour bringing that gift of a documentary to everyone that can see it. And then you pivot, and you're doing your deal. You're in Hawaii. You're making other films. And you decide to interview and do a film with one of our guests and his wife, Bully Cotter and Ashley Weldon. And why did you want to tell Bully's story before we bring him in?
Well, Dana, you've seen our films. You know that there is a common theme that runs through all of them, and we would call that the theme of a wounded healer. So somebody who has been through their own struggles, their own trauma to get where they are today, and someone who is making a really big exponential impact in the world. And Bully is one of those people. And actually, Bully and Sonia have more in common, I think, than not. So never in a million years did we ever think that Bully would meet Sonia. It's actually quite surreal that we're even in Kansas City right now. Yeah. So it's, we just never imagined we'd be sitting here, and so good to see you again. And thank you for all of your support over the years, because you've been with us since before day one. So it's thank you. It's like a homecoming.
Honor and my privilege and my pleasure. I'm just so happy you're all here. And the man of the hour, Bully, is sitting right in front of me as I live and breathe. There you are.
Thank you for having me.
Can you start, Bully, and just tell everybody, how did you guys meet, and what is your story up to the point of the Maui wildfires?
We met through a mutual friend, mm-hmm. Megan Lee, and I was doing a mom's surf club at the time, and Megan talked Leah into coming down because she wanted to broaden her surf experience.
Sure.
So we met down the beach in a surf lesson.
So you have lived in Hawaii 50 years. You ran your surf school 12 years, Bully Surf School. And then you meet these filmmakers, and they say, hey, we're going to make a movie about you because you are a healer. Do you consider yourself a healer, like a safe person, a light to which people are drawn?
I'd have to say not at first. Mm. It was something that kind of presented itself to me. It found me, basically. And then once I started realizing what was going on, I really started feeling the power of how it was changing people. And then it just became more of a personal thing for me to reach out and help more people.
So water is healing. Surfing, I think, for a lot of people can be healing. What did it give you, and why and how then did you decide to share surfing with others?
Well, the ocean basically saved my life. I had lots of trauma, addiction, a lot of bad habits, bad decisions. And I would always find comfort in the water. I call her my mother. And she's always there with the right answers and the right energy. And it's always made me feel better. After doing some research, I found out that water has medicinal healing purposes like serotonin, dopamine, endorphins. Yeah. It's been science proven now. And that made me understand why it felt so good and why I wanted to share it with others.
So you start this surf school, and tell me about the children. You connect with these kids. In your mind, you think, I can help bring this peace to them.
Yeah, so when the kids, when we first started, basically we were running camps like spring break, summer break, and essentially it was helping parents have a safe place to take their kids because everybody's got to work. You know, they're working two jobs. So we needed a place to gather up the kids. We started doing skateboard and surf programs that were approximately 4 hours a day so the parents could drop their kids off with some lunch and we'd do the rest. We had a lot of very capable people, all in my family, all volunteers, and that's how it basically really started.
And what did it give those kids?
Structure. Structure. We teach about environment. We teach about human behavior and how we can respect one another, love, and then respect. You know, respect is probably the most powerful thing in Hawaii.
One of the things I want to ask and bring in your wife here, Ashley, for our listeners, Hawaii, for most people listening, is a place of wealth. It's a place where you go and you put that on Facebook and, oh my gosh, I got to go to Hawaii. Help explain the two Hawaiis. There's the Hawaii that a lot of Americans think of, and then there's the Hawaii, you live in Hawaii. There is poverty in Hawaii.
Sure, there's definitely poverty in Hawaii. And I've only lived in Hawaii for 2.5 years. I come from Western Canada. And so when I had previously traveled to Maui, as you described, Dana, I'd seen all of the luxury resorts, and this is where you go on a holiday and crystal, you know, blue waters and green mountains. But when you start looking closely, there's a ton of poverty. There's a ton of homelessness. It's hiding in plain sight. It's actually right in front of you if you know where to look. And I would say that in my experience, Maui almost has more juxtaposition than anywhere else I've seen, where you have billionaires with second, third, fourth homes. But most people who live and work on Maui are actually really just struggling to get by. The cost of living is just astronomical. The average cost of a home on Maui is over $1.3 million US. And so, you know, there's really no middle class. A lot of people struggle, and a lot of the people in our community struggle.
Leah, as a filmmaker, how much did you know about this before you guys moved to Hawaii? And when you get there as a mainland American, what is that like for you?
Well, it's interesting because I grew up all over the mainland, but I actually went to college in Hawaii. So I lived on Oahu and, you know, experienced life there firsthand for many years when I was younger. We moved back. I went back to the mainland. I met Todd. We got married. And then 6 years ago, we came back to Maui. And so I always felt like I might be living in multiple worlds. But what Ashley said is totally correct. People see postcards from Hawaii and these beautiful images, and even a lot of the shows that I've worked on, you know, portray Hawaii in this very
glamorous
light. And they're like, in every community, there's always an undercurrent. There's always things going on that are hidden in plain sight. There's a lot going on under the surface. And most people just aren't aware of that. So I feel like our film touches on that. And I haven't seen another film recently, at least a documentary, that really touches on what we're talking about.
Okay, so Todd finally put his filmmaking camera down.
He's ready now.
We're going to bring in Todd Soliday.
Wait, where are we?
Your husband. And thank you for being here. I'm so happy that to
we're
see your face.
So
and
glad to see you
see
again.
You again. Yes. When did you meet Bully and decide this is a film? Films can be all around you. You just have to look, right?
That's true.
Well, yeah, we're always awake for wisdom and characters. I actually met Bully because my wife was disappearing to a lot of surf lessons. And I thought it would be a good idea that I go down and show myself to this guy named Bully. And I took one look at him, and when you see him, you'll see why I turned around and went and hid in my car.
You are not a small man.
Slightly intimidating.
Yeah, and so you see that he is sharing this gift, the gift with the water and with the ocean and the surfing and certainly with the children who otherwise might be getting into a lot of trouble if they didn't have a lot of means and that kind of thing. And then how did it come together that we are going to tell this story?
Well, I realized right away, I went in the water with Bully and Leah during a lesson, and I could see that surf lesson was much more of a life lesson. And I don't think you guys even paddled into a wave on that.
Yeah, probably not.
It's a lot happens, a lot of magic happens out there. And when we found out that he was helping our kids on Maui, it was an easy choice. We picked up our cameras the next day, I think, and went straight to the beach
to witness. In some cases, have grown up with the ocean right there. What is the difference, Bully, and how do you draw them in and make them see something more profound, something bigger, with something that's just there? I mean, my parents live down by the Gulf, and I'll tell you, most people that live by the ocean don't ever go into the ocean. It's just something that's there that you take for granted.
That's true. Yeah.
Well, we have a pretty large community of people that actually live for the ocean. You know, most of the kids that I teach, their parents are involved in surfing in some way, either windsurfing or foiling or some sort of water activity. Mm-hmm. So, it's also a cultural thing. Surfing is thousands of years old. It's a very Hawaiian thing to do, which is something that I'd like to involve the kids in, giving them the cultural aspect.
Yeah.
And then the environmental and sustainability part of it, too, because the Earth is really in need of it, and it's the next generation of kids that'll be taking care of it. So it's a really good way for me to introduce all these components through surfing. And then on top of that, community. You know, we all live together, we're in the same place, and we want to make sure that we're all taking care of one another.
Yeah, yeah. It's a beautiful story. And the story, the entire time, was about Bully and the surf school.
Well, we thought COVID was, you know, we started filming during COVID, and we thought that was the worst thing we were going to go through.
And it was not.
It was not. It was not.
When we get back, we will talk about the fire. And Bully, where you were, Ashley, where you were, I remember texting you almost immediately.
Yeah,
and I said,
I think we talked pretty soon.
Are you
that.
Okay?
Yeah.
Where are
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
And then how that changed the direction of your film, how it changed the direction of your lives.
Yeah.
And we will get to that straight ahead on Dana and Parks.
For me to bring people into a better light and to expose them to a positive energy that just reinforces confidence and instills like ambition and enthusiasm. These energies are very addicting. And the gift of giving, I've never felt so much love when I give.
That's just a little taste of what you will see when you watch this stunning documentary about Uncle Bully's surf school. Our guest today, Uncle Bully, his wife Ashley, my good friends Todd and Leah, the filmmakers, who started out to tell this beautiful story and did about your surf school, Bully.
Yeah.
And you had said before the break, Leah, and I love this, that you thought that the pandemic was the worst thing that was going to happen as far as the filming schedule, because that was difficult to get through. And then came August 8th, 2023. Ashley, Bully, you guys are on Front Street. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Let's go back before we talk about the fire and remind everybody that first there was a hurricane. I had forgotten about that. Most people do. So you were in your car. Why?
The roof of our house was peeled off. All the power was out, so there was no air conditioning, and we were remodeling our new house that we just purchased a week prior to the fire. So we were in our car because it was in a carport, hunkering down to stay out of the storm.
You first realize something is very wrong in the middle of the hurricane. When? Did you smell smoke? Did you see smoke? And actually, where were you?
So we were in our car, as Bully said, and we really hadn't even slept the night before because of the hurricane, the winds. We live in an old plantation home. You hear everything. We heard all of our renovation supplies and surfboards blowing through the night. Yeah. And so didn't have power all day long. By about 4 o'clock, I think our house was probably 95 degrees without any air conditioning. And we actually went into the car to hunker down, but also to charge our cell phones. Yeah. And to take a rest. We were just exhausted. And so we were half asleep in the car and my phone was ringing. And I really never have my, I never have my buzzer on, but I was working on a big transaction with work. And so I had kept it on and I thought someone might be emailing me about that deal. And I thought for a moment, oh, give me a break. You know, I'll get back to it.
I'm just, right.
You'll get your agreement tonight. But I happened to check my phone and it said, Ashley and Bully, the fire is headed your way. And I read it out loud in this voice, you know, the fire is headed your what? And we sat up and that's when we opened our car doors and we had smoke, embers coming in. It was black. We couldn't see anything. It sounded like a tornado.
And what time was it?
That was 4:36 in the afternoon. And then we had count 60 seconds to get off that property.
60 seconds.
Yeah. And it was really my husband staying calm in that moment.
So wait, I'm going to go to you, Bully. She reads that text that says the fire is headed your way. And you, I mean, what? You think what?
Well, the first thing I told my wife is to just be calm. You know, we've had many, many false alerts, you know, in Hawaiian Islands with hurricanes or floods. And, you know, so a lot of times we don't really pay much attention to that. But once we opened up the car door and felt the heat and how black it was and the smoke, I knew that we were in an emergency
you
situation.
You felt it.
Oh, absolutely. It was an oven. Mm. Yeah.
And so you run where? Because we know so many people ran and so many people could not find their way out.
So in the vehicle that we were sleeping in, we had a golf cart that was parked behind the vehicle. We ran in and grabbed our vital paperwork, our passports and driver's license. My wife had said, I can't find my engagement ring. And I was like, we got to go. We have to get out of here. I was pretty assertive by then. And we jumped into the golf cart because I knew through other emergency situations, there is no driving out of there with a car.
Okay.
And that's basically that golf cart saved our life.
My first thought would have been to run in the car. Ashley, what did you think?
Well, we didn't have time to move the golf cart and get the car. That just wasn't
That's how quickly this happened.
That's how quickly. I was nervous getting in the golf cart because there were like metal roofs flying by us, debris. I mean, truly 80 mile an hour winds. And I was worried we were going to get hit by something in the golf cart. But it was the quickest way just to get out. And it was better than going on foot. And when we actually got to the end of the street, it was so dark. I was confused by where the fire was relative to us. I would have turned right and he turned left down a one way, the wrong way. But that saved our life. And then thinking calmly, he figured out where the wind was coming from. It was blowing towards the ocean. Don't go to the ocean. Go up the mountain, go away.
But that brings in then, Bully, your 50 years. Mm. Living in Hawaii. I mean, it's part of you.
Yeah, the escape route is very natural. I know where the ins and outs and where to go and where most of all not to go. Hmm. And I remember saying when we were getting in the vehicle was we can't drive out of here. We have to take the golf cart. So the way the wind was blowing from mountain to ocean, I knew that we had to slip sideways to get away from it. And had we have gone right, we would have been stuck in gridlock like many other people that perished in their cars.
You probably knew that that was going to be the outcome by then, did you not, for so many people?
Absolutely, 100%. And, you know, I was hoping that people would see the move that we were making and try to just go with the flow, but everybody was trying to follow the rules, you know, and in a case of an emergency like that, rule is save your life.
You go down the wrong way in a golf 100%. Cart and get out.
Yeah.
You survive.
Did anyone follow you the correct way? Do you remember seeing anyone?
One person, yeah.
And you saved his life.
He followed me, so I think he saved his own life. But there was a lot of people, even friends that we knew, that we were passing in the wrong lane. You know, we drove through someone's yard. We were on the sidewalk. Mm. And the golf cart, because it's, you know, being as nimble as it is, we were allowed to get through these little spaces where a regular car might not have.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, Leah and Todd, you guys are in Washington, D.C., and your phones just explode. And people are saying, are you okay? And your reply was what?
Like, we gotta move.
That's how fast this happened. And then the other thing I want to address when we get back, people on the mainland will say, "Well, why didn't people just get out? There's just no time.
There's no warning.
No time.
There was no time.
There's no warning. There's no official warning. The sirens didn't go off. Nobody knew anything. So, what are you gonna do?
Stick with us. We're back with much more straight ahead.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome on in. That's a fact.
100%.
I'm so happy you guys are here.
Oh, my gosh.
We're never leaving.
There's a reason there's not a camera in this room. Just yours,
off.
Todd's.
I
just yours.
It no, it's off.
That would have at least made the trailer.
Gloves off.
Okay, so the film is Uncle Bully's Surf School. And you guys start out to tell the story about Uncle Bully, which in and of itself is a standalone phenomenal film. And then the hurricane hits, and then the fire hits, and August 8th, Bully, you and your beautiful wife, Ashley, are fleeing in a golf cart while hundreds of others are heading the wrong way toward their demise. Leah, you and Todd aren't home. You are in Washington, D.C., I'm assuming for something with Big Sonia.
No, we were.
Was it not?
We were in Washington State actually trying to have what they call a vacation.
Got it.
Because we thought we had finished the movie and we were trying to take a break.
Movie's done.
Spend some time on ourselves and we're finally... Done.
So the movie, well, I knew you were close to finishing it. I didn't remember that. The movie was done.
Yeah, it was done. It was 30 minutes.
And then your phones start to explode and you see what?
A lot of our friends and neighbors were calling us and asking what we wanted from our house. They were on their way down from Kula. We live upcountry Maui, and there was several fires that were going that day.
Did you know anything about any fire at all?
I had heard about the hurricane, and I was worried.
We heard about the hurricane, but part of... vacation for us is actually getting away from our phones.
Yep.
So we really were trying to take a media break.
Yep.
And so, you know.
Yeah.
You're toasting the finish.
We're
the finished product
we're
of this film.
Toasting marshmallows. Yeah, we're camping. We're away from our phones. And We checked it for some reason, and all of our neighbors and friends are texting and calling. And, you know, we had our dog with us, fortunately.
They actually ended up staying at our house that first night of the fires because their houses were going.
Were gone.
Yeah.
Okay, so you knew pretty quickly this was bad. You're probably not even thinking about the film, but you're concerned about your friends. You're concerned about your neighbors. You're concerned about Bully.
Yeah.
Because any time, how long did you spend filming the initial? How long were
four
you?
Years.
Four years. You were together.
Yeah. On and off.
So any time, and you guys just in our listening audience can understand this, you end up like living, eating, breathing, sleeping. All of you get very close because you are physically
family
close to tell this story.
Yeah, it's on and off. It's on and off. We're not filming every day, but you're on a journey together.
Yeah.
It's an emotional journey. You're evolving together. You build trust and you become family. So obviously we were concerned about everyone. I remember Todd, I think, was texting with Bully's son.
I tried to call Bully right away and we couldn't get through. And by some miracle, I got a hold of Bear, Bully's son, on Instagram. And he was in it when I was a
His house was on fire.
Yeah.
Actually, when they escaped. And my daughter and grandkids, they all lived together. So they all escaped the burning building. But they all drove down.
When were you able to reunite with them? We've heard those heartbreaking stories where you're just panicked trying to find your loved ones.
It was days before I can meet up with my daughter and son, and then maybe 5 days before I got to meet up with my daughter. We couldn't get back into the town. The second day we did, but my daughter had ran out of gas. So I did hear that she was with some people, that she was safe, but I had no interaction as far as communication or phone calls because the phones were down.
Cell phones, everything went down. Power, cell, no communication.
So one of the more shocking, startling issues that I want to unpack with you guys is that this is still life for you. This is still happening. This is no longer in the news. There was a little bit of an update this week that there's a report out kind of going over the timeline of what happened from the Attorney General in Hawaii. I'm guessing you don't care a lot about that timeline because you lived
know
it.
The timeline.
Yeah, you're quite aware that you had 60 seconds to get out of there, right?
Yeah.
Even if you ever hear a cause, it's not going to change what has happened. But you are still right in the middle of this to the point that what is going on with your house that was leveled?
So the house itself, you know, they just had the Army engineer come in 2 days ago and clean our property.
2 days ago.
Yeah.
That fire was August 8th, 2023.
Yeah.
Mortgage still has to be paid.
Yeah.
Everyone that lost their home is now having to pay to stay somewhere else, I presume.
There's 5,000 people living on beaches. In tents, tent cities in the park.
A lot of people left. They had to leave.
And then other homes or other people that didn't find homes are still staying in hotels.
At their own cost.
At FEMA's cost. But FEMA is actually paying for long-term rentals. But the prices that they're actually paying these landowners or homeowners is so high that they're actually kicking out people that were living there for years to make more money off of the people that
But I guess my point is the bank still holds the mortgage and the bank isn't going to care. You still have to continue paying for what's no longer there.
Yeah, you're still responsible for your mortgage. Some people have been able to sign forbearance agreements, but that's just kicking the can down the road. You're not off the hook for those funds. They're just adding it on to your mortgage term. And as you say, Danny, then you have to go live somewhere else and find a place to rent. And then there's additional living costs often because a lot of the places where people are living are on the beach. You don't have a kitchen, so you're eating out all the time or you're in a small studio. So, you know, people are really struggling. Our whole community is struggling. And, you know, it's going to be a long road to recovery. It took 8 months for our property to get cleaned up. And I think there's probably only 25 or 30% of the residential properties cleaned up in Lahaina. So there is still years of cleanup before rebuild can happen. We were told after the fire, it would be 3 to 5 years until we could rebuild.
What has this been like for you, Bully? Because you are peace. When I first met you in the hallway, that hug was the most peaceful I have felt in a very long time. I was like, my God, you are a walking light, my friend. Bottle that up.
Yeah.
And then now it's chaos. I mean, this caused just chaos all around you. And so how have you,
you know, I've been kind of dealing with trauma and hardship pretty much my whole life. Getting up and brushing myself off has been a way of life. And I realized through all the struggles, something bigger and better is waiting for us. And it's amazing that sometimes when trauma and events like this happen, how it actually wakes people up, brings communities closer together. It empowers us to be human. And I feel like this is just another opportunity of growth, and something bigger and better is waiting for my wife and I.
Will the water still be part of all of this story?
100%. Although here in Kansas City, it's a little bit harder. But we have a jacuzzi where we're staying, so we're going to jump into that and then get some water.
Shout out to Oak Street Mansion, by the way, in the Valentine Room. Thank you so much for helping us out. Because
how are the children doing? Because, Willie, so much of what you did with your surf school was to help the kids, and the kids have lost everything in some cases.
Kids are amazingly resilient. Although a week after the fire, we rallied up and got a whole community event going with bringing kids back into the water. We did a board drive, surfboard drives, to give everybody surfboards again so that they can get back into the water as soon as possible. The water is a healing, nurturing place to go. And it's where we all started from and where we need to end up. We have to get back there.
You can see why we picked up the cameras after the fire and reopened the film.
So your film was done, and then it shifted into something very different. And to me, starting all over would be easier than trying to fit in. Like, how do you re-edit and my news brain is, how did you do this?
We look at it, and there's some things that we know we need to change, know we need to add. But remember, we finished.
Yeah.
And then we had to finish again, and we actually haven't paid for the second finishing. So we did it because it was the right thing to do, and the story is better and more authentic, and this is what happened. But
and oh my gosh, the impact.
We didn't have a choice, and the impact is huge. But you know, we're kind of starting we are starting from scratch in that sense, because we didn't think we were going to have to finish a film twice. And so that's an extra expense we have to figure out somehow, in addition to all of the things that we want to do with this movie.
What can people do here other than just pay attention? I mean, this is not in front of us. It hasn't been in front of us. You made the comment off the air, Bully, and it's a great point, that the bridge collapse, as devastating as that was, and it was, got far more coverage than the fire that wiped out your home.
Yeah, this is a reason for us, you know, all of these guys, to bring this message forward and to continue pushing this movie forward, is really allowing people not to forget. We want to make sure, you know, we're far from recovered. That's why we wear these hats and these colors, as a reminder to people that they always ask, what does that mean?
The 96761.
That's our zip code, and we're going to be wearing that until we get everybody in housing and get this solutions what we need for recovery.
Least, I want to remind everyone, at least 101 people lost their lives, and they say at least, because I don't even know that they know.
I don't think anybody knows
the true count.
The total number actually is.
The true count.
It's more than that.
We know it's more than that.
Did you lose your house, Todd?
No, we were very, very lucky.
Do you want tourists? Do you not want tourists?
Absolutely.
Around
you know,
room, yes.
Yeah. Our economy is based on tourism, but there's good tourism, and then there's, you know, visitors that should stay home. If you're coming to help and be a part of the solution, please come on over. Have respect, because there's a lot of people that are still suffering, and they need time to heal.
913-586-7798 if you would like to text questions. Where can people find your film?
Well, we really want people in Kansas City to come out to the Glenwood Arts tomorrow at 7:30. There's tickets left, and we really want you to experience this movie in person. So please come out in person. And if you can't, our website is inflatablefilm.com/bullysurf. You'll find all things Uncle Bully on that page. We have an impact campaign and a call to action all laid out on that page, very clear. And we appreciate any support that lets us continue this impact campaign all around the country.
Glenwood Arts, 7:30 tomorrow night, and we will wrap up our hour straight ahead. Stick with us. I'm moving to Hawaii. I'm single-handedly going to help your economy. Come hang out with Bully and teach me how to surf. Teach me how to surf. Glenwood Arts, because I want to make sure we say this a lot, 7:30 tomorrow night.
Correct.
And that is the showing. So get your tickets. This is a run. Do not walk. And then if you sell out, there's like a possibility we can do it again, and that would make me very happy.
Yeah, we would love that.
How weird is it that you're in a movie, Bully?
I kind of like the camera, so I'm not. it's been a lot of fun
like
for me.
Else we know.
You know,
huh?
I'm very comfortable in it. So
it likes you. Did you know that you would be so great at this role? I mean, you're playing you. You are you. But was, did it take some time to get used to with Todd always sticking this thing in your face?
You know, I have a friend that was in the drama in high school,
mm-hmm.
and he did a couple of productions out of Hawaii and offered me a couple of parts in those movies, which was one was Get a Job and then Kuleana.
Did you play big bad guys?
In the first one I did. In the first one I was the bully. So
you
that's kind of
you
ironic.
Have to go to the website to feast your eyes on beautiful Bully. And I want you to the film that you have created is the last thing, Todd, that was shot before Hawaii burned.
Yeah, there's a lot of filming going on all the time there, but when we wrapped right before the fires, we have some of the last scenes of Lahaina in its glory days, I guess. And for a lot of viewers, that's hard to witness, but it's also a memorial, I think, and cleansing for a lot of people to go back, at least the screenings we've had in Hawaii.
To look at it.
To see in its beauty.
Yeah. What do you want people to know the most here? Obviously, this is still life for all of you, and that's important that we just constantly reiterate that. But from a practical standpoint, what do you need?
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a call to action laid out on our website, inflatablefilm.com/bullysurf. Mm-hmm. Of course, we want to keep Lahaina and Maui on people's minds. We want the film to inspire people to become mentors in their own community. And of course, we would love help and support and funding so that we can bring this film and community impact events into other places all around the country.
You screened this at Lansing for the inmates yesterday. What was that like, Willie?
Wow.
I'd have to say, out of all the venues that we've done, that was probably the most powerful.
Why?
Because it was very relatable to the inmates that were there that are trying to make changes for them to be better. And it gives them hope that if someone from my background can do it, which is very similar to theirs, that they can also do it.
Thank you guys so much for coming today.
Thank you, Dana. We love coming to see you.
You are all my happy place. You're my happy place.
Dana, you're my spirit animal.
Love you, girl.
We love you.
Uncle Bully Surf School is the film. Check it out. Check out Big Sonia. Go to Inflatable Films.
Film, singular.
InflatableFilm.com. inflatablefilm.com, and I hope to see all of you listening at the Glenwood Arts Movie Theater 7:30 tomorrow night. Bully, Ashley, thank you so much. Todd, Leah,
thank you.
Talk soon.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Be
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.